right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 419. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who has decided to play Destiny again for some reason or another, Wombat.
I mean, that's not accurate. So, yeah.
Right, but you don't say another word about it. And here's Shipwreck.
I've loved the amount of Destiny talk so far in this.
I just ended it. You see how I was one little reference and then out.
Good. Are you excited about the next episode? I'm excited for the intro for the next episode.
Me too.
What do you mean?
Forget it. You don't get the joke, but Shipwreck and I do, and we're not going to explain it to you, even if it is your birthday week.
Yes, it is my birthday week. Much like the Dreamcast and PlayStation.
Yeah. So how's it going? Did you get anything?
I got a ping pong lesson from a famous Chinese guy.
So, all right then. I'm nodding. I'm sorry. I guess
right. It doesn't work well for fake radio, the nodding.
I thought you were trying to think of a famous Chinese guy.
No, I don't know who it is.
Yao Ming. Was it Yao Ming?
Ty's Japanese school is moving to a new location, and the new location happens to be around the corner from a Chinese ping pong club. So I will be having a ping pong lesson from a Chinese guy while Ty has his Japanese lesson around the corner. I'll let you know how it goes, but I will tell you that my legs are still sore from my table tennis lesson on Monday, and it's Thursday night right now, so that tells you something.
It's a hard game, that ping pong.
You don't realize. If you want to play it right, you have to bend your legs a lot.
I saw Forrest Gump, I know.
He doesn't bend his legs properly, I bet. I have to rewatch that movie just for the ping pong scenes. It's all CG, Wombat. It's all CG.
I know. I remember that was like a big deal when that movie came out.
They CG'd out Lieutenant Dan's legs, and they made him, Forrest, play ping pong really well. But yep. I wonder if they CG'd him bending his legs to play ping pong properly.
I like to think that Tom Hanks is a master craftsman at acting and knows that he should bend his legs.
No, I'm pretty sure they have to CG his knees in every movie.
He has no knees, actually.
Right.
Even in Philadelphia.
Little known fact about Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
He cannot bend his legs at all in any way.
just CG.
Yeah, it's all CG.
Oh,
So yeah, that was my birthday. We went to a nice Japanese barbecue place for dinner. This place is kind of cool. If you eat there 10 times, they have a display case with golden tongs, because, you know, you use the tongs to cook the meat on the grill. And they engrave your name in them, and it stays in their display case.
Are your names on the tongs?
I've only been there one time.
So that's a no.
But Mrs. Chibi's been there twice now. So I think we're up to two. So yeah, only like two or three other people had their names on there.
Oh, so it's just a single pair of tongs. It's not.
No. It's a display case, and it's filled with tongs right now, but only three of them are engraved, I think.
Okay. So the next, like once you get to 10, then they hand you those tongs on your way in, and that's what you use.
I think it just stays in the display case. You're very intrigued about the golden tongs.
Well, I was thinking like Shipwreck. I thought it was like a Stanley Cup kind of thing where they engrave one tong with everyone's name.
No. If there's
there's places like around here that you have like a beer stein that stays at the place and you come in and they give you your beer stein.
No.
And you drink out of that.
That's not this. This is just you get your names on a set of tongs and it stays in a display case forever. So
only two people have done this so far, huh?
It's an expensive place. So, you know, if you get to 10, like you're looking pretty good. And if you do it now, you're in a really good position in the display case. You know, people are going to see your tongs when they look.
So when are you going back?
I don't know.
Every day for 2 weeks.
We actually have a different, this place is called Yakiniku Futago.
Yeah, I remember that.
They're on Facebook.
I'm sure they are.
But we have another place that we go.
The Die Hard building?
Right, exactly. The Nakamura building?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it was called, was it?
No, it's something like
Nakatomi.
Nakatomi
Plaza.
Because I had kids in high school used to call me that.
Why?
They used to call you the Nakatomi Plaza?
Nakatomi, yeah.
Because you look like Hans Gruber?
Because it is a joke on my last name.
Oh. That's a horrible joke.
Your friends were horrible people.
Who said they were my friends? I said people.
Who are these people?
People. Bullies. They knock me to the ground.
These are horrible bullies as well.
Yippee-ki-yo, motherfucker.
Right. And then you'd kick their ass?
And then I would kick their ass, Daniel-san style.
Wait, what do you... We're talking about Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you know. Bullies fighting.
Right, okay. You saw that video about how Daniel's the bad guy in that movie? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
It's fine. It's not nothing new. I saw How I Met Your Mother. They did a whole episode about that.
Oh, okay. That's lame that they stole it.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see why you're saying, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I saw that 4 years ago.
I thought it was really funny.
It is funny. It was funny when I saw it the first time.
Hipster Wombat.
Hipster Wombat, that's right. I'm wearing glasses and a beard and everything.
I don't know.
All I need is my wool hat.
Right.
We
have a lot of games to talk about this week, actually. I'm surprised. But I shouldn't be, because we're into the game season.
We're getting there.
But
once Madden comes out, then you're there.
Mm-hmm. That's the definition, because that's the game.
It really is. It's once Madden hits, then
the money flood
a new release every week.
The money floodgates open. How about some show feedback from last week?
Sure. Viper139 says, "Hey, Cheapy, you're on this BBC News article, still as famous as ever." Now, I read that article, and I like that the BBC credits you with one of the first unboxing videos. How does that make you feel?
It doesn't really make me feel anything either way. I don't, to be honest, those unboxing videos that are toys, those things are evil. Those videos that have like kids unboxing toys.
If I told you that it's all my daughter does... is watch them.
No, I wouldn't be. They're evil. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. They're predatory in a way. You know.
Yep.
They send those kids who have tons of subscribers. They send them free toys. The kid opens up the toys and it's really like slickly produced video. Obviously, the kid isn't editing his own video, and it's a really like well done commercial for the toy, and it seems legit because the guy presenting everything to you is an 8-year old kid. So, yeah, Ty used to watch those videos, and I was like, oh, you can't watch those anymore. Because he would ask me for the toys, obviously. EvanTube HD. That's the number one that Ty used to watch. So, yes, if I created that, then I'm truly sorry. I apologize to everybody. But I don't know. Somebody could probably find a video of somebody else opening up a box on YouTube before that, I would think. I don't know what kind of research BBC did. I'm not sure. They didn't ask me for a quote either.
I know. How dare they not?
Yeah.
This was all about, the article itself was about the Star Wars toys.
Yes. Did you get any?
No, I have not.
Neither did I. I'm surprised at myself even.
What would you get?
I liked the, I do think the Nerf lightsabers are kind of cool, but not $15 cool.
Those are just going right into your testicles if you buy those for your son.
Right. Like, why do you want to get hit with a Nerf sword?
I didn't buy them. I just said I think they're kind of cool.
But the price was the barrier, not the common sense.
Yeah,
if they
were like $8 each, I'd probably have two and be complaining about my sore testicles. Please, just tonight alone, going to put my son to bed, and he headbutts me as hard as he can, and I'm about to pass out, and he's standing over me laughing.
Right, of course.
Ha ha ha, daddy's hurt.
And it's just going to happen by accident anyway, given the physics of how tall the child is.
Do you know how often I get hit in the nuts by a child?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
At least once every other day. I would say I'm going to go with an every other day, not every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an old X-Blades contest we did, mm-hmm, and there's a video of Ty. Like, I was making like the introductory video for it, and Ty hits me in the nuts with a sword in the video. Of course. He wasn't even trying to. It just happens because of physics.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, I don't have them anyway.
Right.
But I do think they're kind of nifty.
I saw them. I went to the Toys R Us in Times Square, and I saw they had everything. I went the day after.
Did you go for Force? Oh, okay. You didn't go for Force Friday. No. I went for Force Friday.
Was there like tumbleweeds blowing by?
No. I mean, it's my Target. So my Target was still pretty well stocked. The action figures, of course, were just about all gone.
Oh, so a lot of people showed up.
I don't know if it's...
My Target was almost wiped out completely.
But what about the next day?
Even the next day, mine was... Okay.
If you want action figures, just go to Walgreens. They have them at Walgreens. It's the same as anything. If you need a chaos trap, go to Walgreens. They have them there.
Lube, if you need lube.
Yeah.
Plenty of lube.
If you need Cranky Kong figures, which I need a Cranky Kong figure.
I saw that. Is that like the new thing? Is that the new hotness, a Cranky Kong?
It's just... So the World of Nintendo toys, the made by Jax Pacific.
The non-amiibos.
The non-amiibos, the ones that do even less than what an amiibo does.
Slightly less.
Right, slightly less. They're just distributed really poorly. So you have no idea when they come out. You have no idea who carries, like, there's different sizes of them. There's the 2.5-inch figures. There's the 4-inch, and then there's the 6-inch. So certain stores only carry certain sizes. Like Cranky Kong is not exactly like a figure that everybody wants. So I'm sure they didn't make very many of them.
This is not an amiibo, you're saying?
No, this is not an amiibo. This is
an amiibo like. Well,
but they're still selling for like 2 or 3 times what they sell for normally.
I'll definitely be able to check Toys R Us for you tomorrow, the Times Square one, if you'd like.
I don't know if they carry Cranky Kong there.
I know.
Their Nintendo section is tiny.
Do they think you think they would have it at the Nintendo World store?
Maybe they didn't have much there because I was just there and they didn't have it.
I know,
but
I'll check my Toys R Us.
Nintendo making your shopping experience as enjoyable as ever.
Yeah. When I was at Target for Force Friday, it was like I don't know midday or something. I wasn't there at midnight, so
thank God.
I got there and there was nobody in the aisle. And then a few minutes later, stereotypical Star Wars fan was there.
The Simpsons comic book nerd guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with that. I'm glad he's happy.
Was he happy, though?
He was very happy. He found a couple like little Micro Machine vehicles or something.
It's funny. I was just about to say that to you. How do you feel about them bringing back Micro Machines?
Well, they did it before with this stuff.
But were they branded Micro Machines?
Yeah, they're very small branded. They have like the Galoob brand on them.
Because these are branded Micro Machines.
Yeah, they were branded Micro Machine. Like, I think they might have been part of that Titanium series at some point as well. But I got sucked into the Star Wars toys when Episode 1 came out. And then I got stuck with a whole bunch of Jar Jar Binks and Watto figures.
I have the 1995 Power of the Force. The original trilogy figures. Great. I have those in boxes sealed, still mint in package.
Those are probably worth dozens of dollars.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're probably worth a little bit more than what I paid for them. Not like a dollar more per figure.
If you like, yeah, it depends. If you, strap a couple bucks to each one, they're probably worth what you paid for them.
No. They're really just worth just sitting them out on your desk.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't overpay for them. That's the one good thing. It's like I paid less than they were worth at the time, but whatever.
Right. But that Toys R Us Times Square has got a cool little Star Wars exhibit set up there throughout the store. Little display cases with old Star Wars toys. I wouldn't say it's worth a super special trip there, but if you were thinking about stopping by.
Did they have the Boba Fett?
No, they don't have a Boba Fett prototype, no.
No, somebody told me they had one of those.
You mean like they personally owned one?
Yeah, the shooting one.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that, though?
I don't know.
Who was that man who told me? Yeah, so it's kind of cool. I didn't buy any of those toys besides Disney Infinity. But speaking of Disney Infinity...
Hoofrog has to say, as always, Wombat is correct. This time I am referring to Disney Infinity. I really think the box is misleading. Cheapy and Ship confirmed it. The older playsets are compatible with Disney Infinity 3.0. You cannot play the older playsets in 3.0, but they unlock all the toys that are associated with the playset. You set it on the base while in the toy box. It will unlock the content, and then you can return it back to the shelf.
All right. Bring them all in.
I confirm this as well.
So I had some friends in town over Labor Day weekend, and one of them had a son around 8 years old. So he was down here. He hadn't played Disney Infinity before. I set him up with it, and he was playing, and his dad comes in and was like, oh, this looks cool. Like, what's going on with this game? I could not explain all of Disney Infinity.
I own it. I had no idea.
Like, I called, like, another friend was here. His kids had it. We were, like, both trying to explain all the different ins and outs of it.
I was
going to
say,
point.
What portion was he playing? Was he playing the game, or was he playing the toy box? Was he doing something else entirely
different? He was playing the second one, because that's what I had set up. So okay. He was playing as Hulk. But I had my other figures just, like, sitting out on my shelves here. And so then we had to go through the whole explaining that certain figures can't do certain things, and the game isn't the whole game. You have to go buy these other things so these other characters can play in the game. It's, by the time you get to the third iteration of that, it's really hard to explain to.
And the funny thing is, the third one might be the best one to start with.
Sure. It's the best game out of them.
It's, well, yeah. Have you been playing any of the third one yet or no?
No, but I just, from playing it at E3, I could immediately tell.
Yeah, the Ninja Theory game, the Star Wars prequel one, is pretty good, actually. I've been playing that.
The toy box, yeah. Rise of the Empire? No, Rise of the Empire.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah,
it's very confusing for somebody who's never played this game before, and you.
It's very confusing for everyone.
But like, I don't know where the game begins and where it ends, and what they just drop you right into this hub world, and like, all right, just talk to everybody and figure it out. But
I actually think that that's pretty good. It's much better. Trust me, it was a lot worse before. Hub world is actually, I really liked it. So did Sabrina. But maybe we're just, because we both played the first two, we have an understanding. But to me, it felt a lot more seamless to have that hub world where you talk to the different people.
Right. Well, Ty loves it. I can tell you
so
that.
So there you go.
I think it's okay.
Did you get that villain pack thing?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Because wasn't that a pre-order bonus?
The pre-order bonus was the...
Yeah, that's the pre-order
toy box
bonus.
Mashup or something like that.
Yeah, that's the villain
thing.
That's
what I'm asking you.
Where villains from different...
So you did get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, from different
properties
or whatever.
How is it? It's good. I mean, I guess it's... I don't know. It reminds me of like those Lego games, basically. All the Lego games. I don't know.
It's, like, is it worth $20 or no?
It's $10, I think.
Is it?
No, it's 20.
It's 20.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I saw it for 10 at Toys R Us, no? I don't know. It's like the same game, but like the camera's pulled back farther for some reason. And I don't know. It seems okay.
Okay. No, that's good to know.
It's nothing that I would play by myself, I gotta say.
Then I will not be picking that up.
In any of this Disney Infinity stuff.
It's meant to play with a kid.
Yeah.
The kart racer might be good.
I mean, it might be good, but it just, it's not very compelling as an adult playing by himself.
Has Ty built anything in the toy box yet?
He's messed around with the interior.
Okay.
Thing, the house thing. So I don't know that he's figured out the building stuff. It doesn't, I don't know, he maybe needs to do a tutorial on that. But, yeah, he
then
likes
I'll
the whole
I'll come
thing.
By later in the week.
What's that? You'll come by and show, give him the tutorial? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he would like that, I'm sure.
He would. I would enjoy it too if I had the time.
Was that all we're going to say about Disney Infinity? We just sort of popped that in there, but I don't know, it's okay. I don't know.
Did you finish the Star Wars originals yet?
No.
I
haven't. It's not that compelling, is it?
I don't know. I only have the one game. I have the basic set with the.
Oh, you didn't get the Baller Boba Fett set?
No, I didn't get the Baller Boba Fett set. So I don't have Boba Fett. I don't have Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah, all that shit.
I know. And you can play as any of them in both Star Wars play sets, which I think is pretty cool. So.
Well, you can't use all. You can't.
I know what you're talking about, and it's still confusing. Is
well,
all good.
If you find hidden tokens, you can unlock the ability to play the different characters in the different places.
That's right.
So you could play as Luke Skywalker in the prequel set.
If I find the token.
If you find the token.
They're not that hard to find.
No, they're not that hard to find.
They're just sitting there spinning. Okay. If it's the same as it is in the second game.
I'll work on it. All right. Speaking of Star Wars, for Watch This Bitches this week, Ty and I watched the first episode of Star Wars Rebels. Have you seen that?
I have seen the first episode.
That's the pilot one that was like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, but it's so similar to the first Star Wars movie. The story, even like
this is my theory for this.
Yeah.
For this show, and I said this on Twitter like a year ago. That these guys, because there's, you know, two Jedis in the mix, but this takes place before A New Hope. And when A New Hope starts, there's not supposed to be any Jedis. I think these are the guys that stole the plans for the first Death Star.
Oh.
And they're dead.
Is this canon for the movie?
I believe it is.
So, yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. I don't know if I like the animation style. I can't tell. Sometimes it looks really good when, like, there's stormtroopers walking through a hallway or something like that. And sometimes it looks like they just tried to find the cheapest possible way to animate this thing, which is, I don't know. Maybe it's just, it's too modern. These modern techniques, I don't know, they look too fake or something. But I don't know. It was fun. Ty really liked it at the end of it. Ty was like, I really like Ezra. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Sabrina likes Sabine because the name is close to Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. I like it because it's close to peen.
There you go. I'm glad. Did you watch any of Documentary Now yet?
I did. I watched the first one.
Okay. The first one's good. I like the first one.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yes. They're doing the Jinx. They're doing their spoof of that one tonight.
Oh, that'll be funny.
Yeah. The drones one is insane. The Vice spoof.
Insanely funny.
Insanely funny, yes. And just insane, but definitely worth watching. I think you'll really like that one. Funny. Knowing what you watch and, you know, the drug trafficking documentaries that you've seen in your lifetime.
Yeah.
To watch a spoof of one that's a loving spoof of one, I think you'll enjoy it.
Sounds good.
Yes. Don't die! Don't die on me.
All right. How about some new releases, Ship? Well, I
sure. Let's start off on the PlayStation 4 with Wombat's favorite section, the Arcade Archives. Got Ajax this week, Wombat.
I can't wait to not play that for $8. That's crazy.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Me neither.
That's like, do you remember Tiger Heli?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like that.
I know the cleaner. I'm familiar right. with it.
Ajax. I'm sorry. It took me a second.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. For the product named Ajax.
That's the hardcore cleaner. That's like, wait, you really not fucking around.
Yeah.
Blood. Okay. So that's Ajax, a game I never heard of. Good. $8. Right.
Let's see here. Well, tomorrow, or when the show comes out, Super Mario Maker will be out for Wii U.
Are you getting it?
Yes, I have it pre-ordered at Best Buy.
With the Amiibo?
I have the Amiibo coming from Target.
Hmm.
So, kind of. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm sure it's gotten amazing reviews. I haven't checked. Is it the
review? Are you going to be are you going to make your own levels? You're just going to play levels that
I'm just going to play levels. What do I need to make stuff for?
I don't know. I figure isn't that the whole point of the game?
No.
For some people.
It's a good mix. It's basically like a Little Big Planet type of thing, but with good platforming. So the parts, like, there's enough game there that you could play through it and have fun without having to make something.
And you'll let us know once you have it.
I will. This is the first Wii U game I've been excited for in a while here, so
I'm excited for you.
Good. Versus Excite Bike hit eShop, and on Xbox One, I know we all have codes for it, but I don't know if anybody else has tried Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time yet.
I did the tutorial.
Okay, that's as far as I've gotten so far.
Okay, it's cute. It's very adorable.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like it.
Me too. I could see you and your wife playing this together.
Yeah, it's meant to be a co-op game. You can play it solo, but then
you're the tutorial solo.
Yeah, you're controlling either a cat or a dog as your second player.
And I'm gonna assume you picked a cat.
I did.
And I picked a dog.
Okay. All is right in the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you're playing it solo, you can like give them commands. It's very simple commands. Like you're riding around in a spherical spaceship. And so you unlock different little terminals inside the spaceship as you fly around. You have turrets on each side. You have shields. And you can command the cat or the dog to go use whatever one of those you want it to, and you can control the other one. There's like puzzles where two people have to shoot at a turret at the same time to hit the buttons, that type of thing. It's a fun game. It's got a lot going on for such a simple little like looking game.
And it has a nice, cute art style.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a game that's, you know, not that look, it's like an 8-bit game. It's not like that. It's got actual, you know, art.
You can't see the pixels.
Exactly.
Leo's Fortune, which we talked about last week, is out this week for PSN and Xbox One. That's a fun little platformer as well. And that one's only $7, which is kind of nice. I realize that it's already made so much money on iPhone, but still, it seems like they could have come out and charged more for that easily if they wanted to. On the 3DS, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader on the eShop, $30.
$30.
If you buy it, then the answer is no. They don't even need to play it.
Is that still a thing? Like, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader still?
I don't even know if Jeff Foxworthy is still alive.
I think he is. We would know if he wasn't.
Thanks.
I just... Let's see.
He might be a redneck.
No, final episode was 2010.
Good.
Why are we getting a game 5 years later? Oh, great.
It's powerful. Can't keep it away.
Yeah. Tearaway Unfolded came out on PlayStation 4 as well. That's the, remastered version of the Vita game on PlayStation 4.
Speaking of, did you download Castle Crashers remastered?
I did.
Deluxe, whatever, HD.
Remastered. Yeah, you were right the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, just for shits and giggles.
Me too, it was free. It's only free for like another like 10
Five
days.
5 minutes, hurry.
10 days. Oh. 10 days. So if you haven't downloaded it, and if you own it on the Xbox 360, it's free for like another 10 days on the Xbox One. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you probably should, just because, why not?
Wombat, there's a game on Steam out this week called Mooch.
Story of my life.
Oh, it looks kind of cool. Wow. It does look cool.
There you go.
It's not about you. It doesn't have anything to do with money. Can I talk about the new hockey game? Because it's out on EA Access.
And how is it?
It really comes out on Tuesday. It's the game that we should have got last year. Unfortunately,
that's good though.
It's good if it came out last year. I would have been happy. There's not that much difference in the visuals. They've added team based chants and mascots, which is I could give two shits about. They've added some animations for like picking up loose pucks and things like that, but it's very hard. I've been getting my ass kicked while I played it. But they still haven't added back custom arena music. You can't do any of that shit that was in the 360 version. I don't know. It just feels like the game we should have got last year. I think it's going to get good reviews because a lot of reviewers savaged the last game because they didn't like that it was missing all these features, some different features.
The last game looked really nice, though. We played some of that this past weekend as well.
Yeah, it looks the same. The new one basically looks the same. It looks slightly better. I don't think you'd really be able to tell the difference in a blind taste test.
Well, if you were playing the game blind, you wouldn't really notice it.
You know what I meant. title blind, Wombat. Yeah, I'm sure I saw on your giant screen. It must have looked awesome. I was pretty jealous when you sent me that picture.
It It looks nice on a 10-foot screen. I will say that.
Right. But I don't know. It's still, you know what? I watch my friends play Madden, and I'm just so jealous of the love that that game gets, the money that that game gets. Forget about love. It's just a matter of money. I wish that NHL got, you know, even a quarter of the budget that Madden got.
You got to make money to get money.
I know.
It doesn't have the fan base.
I know, but it's just so, I just see what Madden gets, and it's just not fair. Hockey needs a little extra help. It should be like a charity, maybe. Come on, do it for Canada.
I don't know, maybe the sport should be better.
It's a good sport. It's a little complex for most people.
Is it?
I think so.
You go back and forth.
No, but do you know what offsides is?
In net.
Do you know what offsides is?
Yes, I know how offsides work.
No, you don't. Tell me.
Okay. So if the puck goes past the blue line, then the player on the opposing team can get it. If the player goes ahead of the blue line before the puck gets there and touches the puck, he is offsides.
Right. It has nothing to do with the other team, though.
Well, the opposing, it's...
Unless they hit it all the way from the other side of the ring.
Like a, yeah.
That's icing. Then they can, that's icing.
Right. That's icing.
Right.
Anyway, so to wrap up the NHL 16 review, I played about like 4 hours of it. I have the 10-hour trial. I put in a lot of time today. I don't know. It's good. The last game was good too, though. Even though it got shit reviews, the game, the core gameplay was still very good. And I know because I played way too much of it. And it's just, it's pretty much the same. It's a little, I guess, I don't know. I haven't quite figured out why I'm having a hard time and getting my ass kicked, but it still seems like the basic gameplay is still there. I just wish it had the presentation of Madden. I wish these guys like watched the hockey game and just made the graphics look like, you know, like the graphics package on a sports event, on a TV sports event. It's got the NBC branding. Why not use what the NBC uses on the hockey broadcasts? But no. Anyway, that's enough hockey. What else we got here? Are we done with new releases?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Should we talk about the NPDs?
Sure.
Talk
Madden
about
it, was the number one selling game of last month, GB.
Surprise.
Yep. Where do you think hockey's going to rank next month?
I'm looking at this list here. Well, go down the list and I'll think about it.
Okay, because you have Madden 16. Then you had Minecraft, the gift that keeps on giving. Gears of War, which I'm surprised is at number 3. Grand Theft Auto 5, still also on there. Lego Jurassic World at number 5 on the list. Surprised that that's had the legs it's had.
It's out for every console.
Yeah, but...
People buy it.
I don't know. I don't see Jurassic World being the kind of license that people are running out to buy 2 months after the game came out.
But I
think you're looking at the wrong people, though. Like, look at the order of those consoles where it's selling the
most
to least. That's
true, 360. You got a point.
360, 3DS, Wii U.
I forgot that
it's ordered
that way.
Yeah.
Vita, bringing up the rear.
Vita bringing up the rear. Rare Replay at number 6.
Nice.
Yeah, Until Dawn at number 7.
Good for them.
Yep. And then you have
Yes. Imagine if Sony would have advertised that at all.
Yeah.
Could have been a Lego Jurassic World territory.
Call of Duty Black Ops Combo Pack.
That sounds like a thing that happened.
Yeah. Batman Arkham Knight
is so.
Still on the list. And Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Where is NBA 2K at?
Not on this list.
Oh. Together for the whole cycle, huh?
No.
So close. Oh, man. It's coming out. Like, when's it come out, the new one?
2 weeks, I think.
Oh, that is brutal. Fucking combo pack. Call of Duty Black Ops combo pack. You fuck them. Oh, God.
I wonder if they had bonuses set up for that.
No, I don't even think that's, like, something that you would comprehend happening, right?
I have a feeling that if once you hit like number 5 on this list,
50 weeks is enough to be in the list.
Yeah, I don't think you're selling that many copies anyway at that point. Anyway,
no, I mean, but it's just
and
so sweet. Yes, the sweet. Actually, we don't know. Could it possibly have missed another month or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Wow. Oh, well.
Yep. Splatoon has sold 600,000 copies in physical and digital sales.
I thought it hit a million. Or was that worldwide? That was worldwide.
Maybe that's worldwide. I guess in this country, 600,000.
Or Japan, maybe.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Okay.
Is that good?
It doesn't matter.
I think that's pretty good for...
Is it like good for a Wii U game? Is that what we're calling that?
I would think so.
Anything is good for a Wii U game.
I mean, I would guess the Super Mario Maker would blow that out of the water. But.
I noticed there was... I was looking at the pre-made toy boxes in Disney Infinity 3.0, and one of them was called like Squid Warfare or something like that.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of the featured ones.
Mm-hmm. And they've sold 7 million amiibos. That's a lot of amiibos. A big number. 7 million sounds like a big number to me.
I guess.
They could have sold more.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you had them.
Yep.
Do we want to talk about other games and stuff?
Yeah, sure. Well, PS4 was the number one selling console.
Yes, PS4. But Xbox One sales are up 26% over last year.
And GAF estimates that at 202,000.
That's a good amount of consoles.
Sounds like both of those are doing fine.
Yes, both of those, but that's a good thing. We want both consoles to be doing fine. It only makes for better games.
Do you remember when 202,000 was like the most that you could sell during a launch month? Because that's as money as you could make.
Yes.
And now we're just like in a regular, August.
Selling them consoles.
Yep.
Did you finish Metal Gear Solid V yet?
It is so long. There's no... I thought I was really deep in the game and far, and I was on mission... I'm on mission like 12 or something like that. And then I found out that there's some game-breaking bug on mission 40-something, and that's not even the end. So I'm far from ending. I really like it, though. I think it's a great game. It's really... I don't think they've ever made one of these games that... was less frustrating than the other games. I mean, this, when I die, I don't feel like I'm going to rage quit. I feel like I still have gained something from my failure and that it'll get me to push through on possibly on the next try. And I've never really been stuck on anything.
Cool. I feel like that's going to be a Black Friday game for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a great time with it. I just got my... I got a dog. You start with a horse, mm-hmm. but you can get a dog, and now I have a...
Can you ride the dog?
No, but the dog will ride in the Jeep with you.
So the dog's better than a horse?
I've seen a picture where the horse is riding in the Jeep.
That too. Carlos posted that on Facebook. I don't know. I couldn't get the horse. Actually, I never tried. But now I have a little walker, a mini mech.
Oh, I thought you meant like my grandma.
Like with the tennis balls?
No, not with the tennis balls. With like two robot legs and a robot arm. Yeah, and wheels on the bottom too. It's a really strange game.
Your regular Texas Ranger.
It's the bizarreness of the game that makes it, I think, extra special. Because it's got all the niceties of a Western style, like hardcore... tactical, whatever they call it. They call it like a tactical stealth simulation, but there's just so much silliness in it.
Tactical espionage.
Espionage, right? Yeah. I mean, I played it on my birthday, and then there was a birthday party for me, for Snake, in the game. And it was just hilarious. It was just seamlessly put in the game. I'm doing a mission, and all of a sudden, I finished the mission, and it says, alert, alert, report back to Mother Base as soon as possible. Not as soon as possible, immediately. And it just, it finished going through the mission stats and then it loads up and I'm landing at Mother Base and all these alarms are going off. And like Snake pulls out his gun to see what's going on. And then people come out singing happy birthday and there's birthday cake. I don't think there's ever been, I don't know if there's ever been as good a birthday celebration in a game, like for the user, for the player, as there has in this game. It's just, goes to show you how weird it is. But yeah. Did you see that? I posted it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I saw articles about it.
Oh, it's just... it's hilarious. Anyway, you got to play it. It's really great.
Okay, I will. I'm not doubting that I will play it. It's just a question of when, because, you know, I have Destiny 2.0 that I've been playing, and The Taken King comes out next week, which I have pre-ordered at the Best Buy.
Right.
And it's I think you should give it a shot again, at least cheapy, not Shipwreck, because Shipwreck just hates it.
I downloaded the update.
Okay, so you should definitely check. And what was your last character, level 20?
I doubt it.
Okay, because you'll level up relatively quickly now.
I just don't want to learn anything about it. I don't want to learn.
You don't have to. They got rid of all that.
I don't have to learn anything anymore.
No.
I can just play and I'll see a weapon and that'll be like a good weapon. I just use it and.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh, this one's blue, so it's better than my green one.
No, I don't have to know like some dude is selling the good weapon only on Thursday at 10:30 p.m. No?
Not really. No.
I don't believe you. Shipwreck, I mean, the weekend guy.
I don't believe anybody with this game.
I don't trust
this game. Is just nothing but lies.
I feel like
lies and shaders.
Put it this way: yesterday, I played last night while I was doing my fantasy football draft. So I was playing. I just played by myself. I accepted some bounties that I knew I could just kind of like, oh, go to the moon and do some missions and kill 30 guys and kill 30 guys with headshots and kill 30 guys with just grenades. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just dick around and do that. And I did. I cleared all the bounties, went up 4 levels all alone, didn't have to deal with other people. I got a new shotgun while I was doing that, too. Got a whole bunch of experience. I got some cash. And went from level 26 to level 29. To get from level 20 to 25 took me about 4 months. That's the difference between the old Destiny and the new Destiny.
So this is Destiny for dummies now.
It's not. It's like, well, now it's just something you're more comfortable with. You kill a guy, you get XP. Even if you kill a guy and that has nothing to do with what you're doing, you're still going to get experience points for it. So doing something isn't meaningless. Like, I was doing things like, I did Vault of Glass, which is the big, you know, end game scary thing that everyone's like, it's really hard, you don't want to do that. So I did it with some people that were way high level above me. Like, yeah, we'll take you through Vault of Glass so you could get some gear to get you from level, you get one piece of good gear at Vault of Glass, you'll go from level 25 to like 28, it'll be awesome. So I'm like, yeah, let's go in, let's do Vault of Glass, and we go through Vault of Glass, and I got a gun, and instead of getting some armor, and although it's a very good gun, I didn't go up a level at all because the level stuff was all tied to the armor. Again, it's all that learning
learning
you want to do. Yeah.
Oh, this is from before.
This is from before.
I see.
So I did this whole thing that took like 2 hours, and all I got out of it was a gun, and I still stayed at level 25.
So they fixed that now.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now I probably would have gone, just by doing Vault of Glass, I probably would have gone up 3 levels just from killing all the dudes in there. And if I got a gun when it was over, I would have been like, this is a cool gun. And I wouldn't have cared that it didn't go up any levels.
I mean, the game looks great and it controls great, so I might try it again. How's the new Dinklebot?
The new, it's the Northbot. You mean the Northbot? Northbot's good. He's fine. I didn't really hear too much of it. And also, you could skip cutscenes now that you've seen before and stuff like that, that you couldn't do, which is scary.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to seeing what The Taken King has to offer on Tuesday. When you're getting hockey, did you pre-order it from Best Buy?
No, I just downloaded it. I did the EA Access thing.
So. Oh, okay. That's fine. I would say I'd meet you. We could pick up our games together.
We could do that. I could meet you anyway. But I already ordered it, the digital.
I know. You could come with me anyway to pick up The Taken King.
Sure. Maybe I will.
Maybe they'll recognize
But it's there's no school on Tuesday.
Oh.
Ty gets off for 2 days for Rosh Hashanah.
I know. So does Sabrina. She's staying with Grandma and Grandpa.
The hell? 2 days?
I have to go to work. 2 days. And Yom Kippur.
Right. I saw that too.
Yeah.
I didn't get that in my day.
Yes, you did.
I did? 2 days?
Yep.
Wow.
You just don't remember. But you did.
Because I had to go to temple.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
It was the worst.
Oof. We're having the Hebrew school conversation now in my house.
Oh, the worst. Don't do it.
It's too expensive. Don't do that to your kid. I can't afford it, so it doesn't matter.
Forget about it. I mean, yeah.
It's not worth the money.
How about Spanish lessons? Where you actually learn the language.
And it might be useful in the future?
Right, as opposed to Hebrew school where you don't learn the language.
Sabrina wants to learn how to play a musical instrument. I think I'd probably lean more towards that.
But don't they have that in school?
Yeah, but like, you know,
oh, outside.
Really learn.
Right. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend the trumpet.
I was thinking like guitar.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That is also an instrument.
Yes. That and I have five of those in the house already. So
probably I don't more. Really recommend a trumpet, by the way. How about drums?
Yeah, maybe seven. I may have seven guitars in the house.
That's more than toothbrushes.
Yes. I'm staring at a guitar right now going, oh, look at that. I forgot I had that one.
You can't shake a stick in Wombat's house without hitting a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Or a toothbrush.
Whatever. These are good things. People, I don't think anyone's ever said, ugh, guitars and clean teeth. These people are the worst.
All right. How about, where are we here? Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Drew wrote in and asked, would Mario Maker launching with the Wii U have helped the console? Yeah.
Sure.
Anything with Mario would help the console at launch. I think that would have been a perfect launch title. I mean, it demonstrates the screen. It actually, you could say, oh, yeah. Maybe there's a purpose to having the screen as opposed to
right.
it distorted my controller.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it probably would have helped some. It's still, the fact of the matter is the Wii U is just, it's not what people want. Like, it's fine for what it is, but it's not a mass market device like the Wii, the original Wii was, or like Xbox One and PS4 are.
Right. What else we got here? Oh, you've been playing Puzzle and Dragons?
You mean Puzzles and Dragon Z plus Puzzle and Dragon Super Mario Brothers Edition?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Great name. I have.
How is that?
It's pretty good.
That doesn't sound too endorsement-y.
Well, I mean, the problem is the price on it, because it's definitely something I would play in my iPhone.
Yeah, $90 was too high for that.
Right. But I don't know. Have you played Puzzle and Dragons at all, Wombat?
No, but I like those kind of games. So
it's a match three game, but there's a lot of combos going on. It seems, at least in the Super Mario Brothers edition of this, which is like an easier version of it. It like you move like one gem and like stuff just keeps falling like crazy. But it's got the puzzle quest stuff in there where you recruit like Goombas and Koopas and they level up. I like the game.
You sound so unenthused about this game.
Well, I like it just because it's almost like a Paper Mario or Mario RPG type of game.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the art style and kind of the humor and everything. So I just haven't played enough of it to know. Like, this seems like it should have maybe been one of their iPhone entries. Like, it seems like it would be a really strong iPhone game.
How much do they charge for it?
It's 30, I think.
30, okay.
I bought it 40. At Best Buy, so it was whatever. It was cheaper.
$24.
Right. It was. I bought it because my wife wanted the new game on the DS, and she thought it looked good. So.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of okay.
he was most excited about the name, I think, Wombat. The ridiculous name. That was his favorite part of it.
It's a good name. Puzzle and Dragons is a good name.
On to Microsoft. So I just put this on here. I know we've known for a while that the Xbox One is getting a new dashboard and the backwards compatibility later this fall. do you know what they're calling this transition to the new dashboard?
What are they calling it?
It actually has like a marketing name.
The new Xbox Experience 2.
It's the new Xbox One experience.
Man.
So the old one was the new. I was like, this sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah, they called it the Nixie, if you remember. The NXE.
Yeah, the new Xbox Experience.
So this would be the Nexoe.
Nexoe.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was weird that they couldn't come up with a better name. They just,
that's a fine name.
I mean, I guess
it makes you remember how they did this before.
It makes you remember that something is happening. That's new.
Yeah. Something happened before and something's going to happen in the future. They've reminded me of that.
Can we find a better way to describe a new experience on the Xbox One? Can we think of something better than new Xbox One experience? Nope. Okay.
Well, we got to remember these are the same people that came up with the name Xbox One.
Right. That's low, Wombat. Xbox One's not that bad.
It's bad. You still can't call it anything.
It's pretty bad. It's really bad.
Because it just eliminates the original Xbox out of existence?
It's not that. It doesn't have... I don't know. I feel like there's no power to that. Xbox One. I don't know. It doesn't work.
Xbox number one would have been best. Xbox is number one.
Xbox is
number one. Yeah. I think that would have been a good name for it.
Xbox number one in the hood. G.
Did you play any Mad Max?
I started it.
Okay.
It's, you know, the controls are too different than Metal Gear, and I could tell it was going to get me confused. So, and it, you know, it, I don't know. It looks kind of, I hate to say that it looks muddy, but I mean, it just looks kind of, it doesn't look that tight. I'm playing on the PC. It looks, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's really in 1440p when I'm playing it. It looks like it's, I don't know.
1439.
Yeah, exactly. It's missing 1p. I'll check it out more when I get through Metal Gear. But when the left trigger doesn't pull up the gun to shoot, then I know I can't be playing this game.
Yeah, I meant to start it this week, but I just haven't had time. I've been playing more Party Hard. Did you check that out?
I haven't, no.
I still think you should try that.
Okay.
There's something addictive about it. It's just really simple. I made it to the second level now. So I killed all 55 people at the first party.
Nice.
And the story is you're a guy who was trying to sleep and people were having a party, and so you have to murder them all.
Of course. Oh, is that why you're killing people? You found that much out?
Yeah. Well, that's what I remembered. Like, I couldn't remember last time. But so, yeah, like the second level, like it takes place in like a more like farm environment. I guess it's like at a biker bar. But you can, like, if people are walking by, there's like a horse, and you can make the horse upset, and then he'll kick and kill people. And all the little traps are just humorous, and it's interesting to see like how you're gonna screw it up, because it's just like such simple gameplay. But I don't know, it's fun. I think you would like it.
Party Hard. Okay, it's on Steam.
It's on Steam.
I'm downloading.
Just steal it off my account.
I am right now as we speak.
Okay.
Good job. What else here for an Xbox? At Jay Schmazzle writes in and asks if Forza 6 will get Jeremy Clarkson back, and did he already record? Does anyone care? Because the reviews are out for Forza. The game comes out on Tuesday also. And the reviews have been very good, which, you know, they were good last year too, and the game was missing a lot of shit. So yeah, I wasn't expecting them to not be good. Have you guys been following the whole Top Gear controversy?
Clarkson was fired for saying racist things, wasn't he?
No.
Or did he hit someone?
He hit somebody. He hit someone.
He had said racist things in the past.
Yes.
He was fired for hitting someone.
Correct. Not the somebody.
He doesn't sound like a real kind of guy you want to get behind.
Exactly. I mean, I was a big fan of that show, and Clarkson is like, he's pretty funny, but he has a lot of... You know, a lot of shit gets written about him, of the shit that he says that's kind of shitty. But, I mean, there's really no excuse for hitting a guy who's working. The guy, Jeremy was mad because the guy didn't have his food. So he punched the guy and screamed at him. Which is, yeah. And so now they're on Netflix. Not Netflix. Amazon?
Amazon.
Yeah, they're going to be making videos on Amazon. And I guess the other two guys are in Forza 6, but not Clarkson. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched Top Gear since all that shit happened. But I'm still... People have been writing to me about the Forza reviews because they're so good and saying, oh, you said last week you're not going to buy it because you're still playing Horizon, and I stand by that. I'm not gonna fold, Chip. I'm gonna stand strong, I think.
Good luck. Enjoy that week.
I folded last year. I know I made a stand, right? And then I folded at some point.
It's okay. We all do it.
But I don't know. I just don't have much interest in this. We're driving around on a track in a circle, like with, you know, the same basic game that I've played over and over again. It just doesn't measure up to Horizon to me.
Not when you have Metal Gear to play.
Not when I got Metal Gear, and I have so much more to play in Horizon.
And you downloaded that 18 gigabyte patch for Destiny. You got to at least see what's there.
Exactly.
18 gigabytes, you know, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I had to erase stuff to get it.
I'm saying, you got to at least check out what you spend all this space on.
What? You so want people to like Destiny.
Everybody who likes Destiny wants that.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. That game is definitely not for everybody. I just think it would be fun to have Cheapy play with me.
Yeah.
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 I'd ask you to play with me, Shipwreck, but you're a sourpuss.
You're a hopeless, Shane. Only Cheapy can be suckered in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Microsoft. Yeah, I mean, hey, good for them. They got good reviews, but I don't know. It just doesn't have... Just get Horizon.
Horizon's just so good.
It's so good. Have you played any of Storm Island yet?
No, I still haven't, but I still played so much of that game.
Yeah. It's just... I got the Porsche expansion and that, and I haven't even, like, scratched the surface on the Porsche stuff yet.
Did you play the Fast and the Furious one, too?
I did, but it's when you've played so much of the whole game, it's not really compelling.
Pretty similar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just different cars.
It was more of a demo than anything.
Exactly. It was a great idea for them to do that. I wonder if that they actually converted a lot of purchases with that, but I don't know. If you've had the full game, it's not that exciting. So there was a big Apple event this weekend. On my birthday.
That's crazy.
Did they announce anything
dumb like a pencil?
There's a pencil. I mean... What do you want to talk about first? There's a lot of things to talk about.
Well, the first thing they announced was the giant iPad.
Right, the iPad Pro, which I guess is really for corporate usage and education.
Sure.
Is that what they said? To be honest, I didn't watch the conference. I was eating...
Sledding down hills.
It looks pretty big.
Cocaine. I bet it's great for cocaine.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's too big for that. I don't think you need something that big.
I'm sure they'll do fine with this device.
It's probably a reason why it exists. It's probably just not for people like you and me. You know, it has a stylus now called the Pencil, Apple Pencil, which is $100, which looks like something that a doctor might need to use or an architect, but not a game nerd.
The price of that thing is ridiculous, but I don't blame them because people will buy it. Because there have been third-party styluses on the market for years and years, so why not do a first-party one and charge a ridiculous amount for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm not buying that. So none of us are in for the giant iPad.
Nope.
They what else did they announce after that? Was that the Apple TV after that or some other shit?
The 6S? Is that what's coming out?
Oh, yeah.
The 6S and the 6 Plus S?
6S Plus, I don't know.
Are any of us due for a new phone?
Not really. Nope. I'm fine with it.
I just got one.
Right. So I don't... They added some sort of 3D touch. I don't even... Did you follow what that was?
No. I'm not going to get one of those, so...
So you didn't care.
Gives you a hand job.
Oh, in that case, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in that. The Apple TV was sort of a letdown, I think. I mean, I'm going to get it because I use Apple TV every day and... It's got to be better than the one
I did find it amusing when they were showing during the press conference them playing Crossy Road on TV. Literally, what was that, 4 days after I had talked about playing Crossy Road on my TV?
Tim Cook listens to the CadCast, confirmed.
And I was like, he's like, look, you can play this game on your TV. I'm like, I already
just
played
like
that
Wombat.
Game.
Oops, I've said too much. Edit that out. that is interesting. And also, like, the iPad Pro has... You know, the keyboard, which is just like the Surface. And you saw that guy. Some guy made a comic 3 years ago predicting this, like, to the year. It was pretty funny. So Apple TV, yeah, I think people are disappointed that they were expecting this to be more of a gaming machine.
But I think it's about the same amount of gaming device as what I was expecting.
See, I was thinking about it before the conference. If Apple, you know, to really be a gaming, serious gaming device, you do need some sort of controller that's more than just a small touchpad.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of third-party ones.
Yeah, but that's no good.
I'm just saying.
And I was thinking, what were the odds going to be that Apple's going to reveal a real gaming controller? And it seemed like it was going to be pretty slim. Because can you actually picture like a controller that looks like a PlayStation controller or an Xbox controller, but it's an Apple controller made by Apple? It just seems so unlikely. It would have to be so different. And
one button.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, wouldn't it have to be just totally different? A totally different layout.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they just pretty much backing that SteelSeries one that was shown?
Are they?
I don't know. It seems like that one's fine. It looks like an Xbox or PlayStation controller.
Didn't we try that at E3? I feel like we held a SteelSeries Xbox controller at E3.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we definitely held some SteelSeries controllers. I don't know what they controlled.
Go listen back to the E3 show and find out what we said about them, because I don't remember.
The main disappointment for me with the Apple TV is the remote, because it's a Wiimote basically with a touch pad on it.
Okay.
And I don't want that.
I'm sure you can just use, you know, your Harmony, no?
I don't think the Harmony will work with it because it's a Bluetooth 4.0 controller.
You mean so it's too much Bluetooth?
Yeah, I think it's too much Bluetooth, but I'm not positive on that. But yeah, I really just want to take that remote that I package with it and just stick it in a drawer somewhere, just like I do with all these other remotes.
Right, of course. Right. I don't, I'm concerned about that as well. I'm also concerned, it said that the NHL Game Center app is not ready, going to be ready for next year, till next year, which is like, okay, I have it working on the old Apple TV. Can't we just get that shit on there? Or maybe they're talking about more advanced, because didn't they show baseball or something, like super advanced stats popping up and things, like more interactive. I don't know. So we'll see. I wasn't blown away by that either. I'm certainly not buying any more Apple Watch bands. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess I have to get the TV just to check it out. But
I'm definitely gonna get the TV just because I use mine every day.
Right.
So, and I'm in that ecosystem.
They didn't mention anything about 4K support on that, did they?
I don't have a 4K monitor, so I didn't pay attention to that part.
Right. I think probably not.
That'll be on the next one.
Right.
I'm a little bit confused. There's two different storage options. There's a 32 gig and a 64 gig.
Yes.
For
the apps.
That seems like a lot of apps.
And the limit on apps is on an individual app is 200 megabytes.
I mean, I guess for the future, that's good, but that just seems like a lot of, like, I don't know currently why you would get the 64 gig.
Maybe they're planning on turning it into a DVR. Oh, no, there's no cable, though.
Photos?
What's the point? No, but that's all in the cloud.
That's all in the cloud now.
I don't know.
Cloud, Wombat. Come on.
I'm just trying to help.
I mean, the current Apple TV has no storage. Like nothing that you
right.
store stuff to. I mean, it has something.
It has
in there,
a small
obviously.
Little buffer
right.
spot.
But
right, you're not saving anything on there. So I don't know. I guess we'll mm-hmm. see. I guess it's a little too early to tell on that. It's coming out in October, right? I think.
Yeah, I think sometime in October is when they said.
I'll buy the cheapest one and give it a go.
I think that's the route I'm going to go as well.
$150, is that what they want for that thing?
Yeah, or I might just buy the most expensive one. Either way.
You go, girl. All right.
My worry with that is that what if it turns out I need the 64 gigs? There's no way to upgrade it.
Right. At Lucian CT2K2, don't you think console sales are going to rise once people find out how much Apple TV sucks as a gaming device?
I don't think people are waiting to see how Apple TV is
no.
before buying a game console.
No.
I think it's apples and oranges.
It's more, ooh, look at you. I think it's more like people, for some people, that's going to be enough. They buy games on their iPhone already for their kids, maybe, or for themselves. And they think, maybe I'll get this Apple TV thing because it has Netflix on it. And also I can play really cheap games.
And there's a million of them.
Right. And it'll be good enough. So, yeah. But no, it's not. I don't think it really, they compete with Xbox in that much.
It's kind of neat that Activision is putting Guitar Hero and everything on there.
Yeah, and there's a new Harmonix game.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one called? Beat Sports? Beat Sports. Something? Maybe?
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. Sports and music together.
At last.
Also, a thrower guy writes in and asks me about the Apple Watch 2.0 update that's coming, I guess, in a week. Whenever the new iOS hits. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, right now the Apple Watch, all the apps suck on it, except for the Messenger, or iMessage, whatever they call it, Messages. That's basically the only good one. Everything else, all the third-party apps suck. Hopefully this will make those useful, because the apps will be running off the watch now. But it's fine as a watch. I use the Apple Pay all the time. I have no regrets about the Apple Watch purchase. So it should only make it better. And lastly, in the Apple world, Pokemon Go is coming out for Android and Apple devices, which is the fake alternate reality Pokemon? Augmented reality Pokemon catching game.
I prefer an alternate reality.
Yeah, that would be good. Like Bizarro Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Flashpoint Pokemon. Yeah, I don't know. I watched the commercial. They don't show the game at all. It's all just, eye candy. So I don't know.
When we know more, we'll have more of an opinion.
Right. I'm sure it'll make money. People like to spend money with Pokemon.
They sure does.
It'll be interesting to see how fully realized it is. Because it just seems like one of those things where Nintendo might not go all in with it.
Well, what's all in?
Well, they did the Pokemon Skylanders thing, where they had the capsule toys that kind of interacted with a game.
Oh, I don't, when was that?
That a couple years ago now, I think.
I mean, this could be serious. They could make some serious Doremi from this, I think. They play their cards right. Let's do some quick CAG bag questions, and we'll let Wombat go to sleep. If he's not asleep already.
I'm pretty much asleep.
Sweet. Shipwreck, did you see this? This is from at CiscoMancer. He wanted to let us know about this Philips Hue gaming support for the smart lights. You know about the Philips Hue smart lights, right?
They're pretty cool.
I do, yeah.
So right now, I think there's only one game that supports it, Chariot for Xbox. Mm-hmm. And basically what will happen is it'll tie your gameplay in with the lights in your house. So if your character takes damage, the lights will flash red in time with whatever's happening there. So they announced that they're going to be working with AAA games now to get this shit going. They're working to try to get various AAA titles having the support. And I was watching. It was funny because this guy wrote the question in, and I was... Today I was spending time watching videos of this Philips Hue thing because I was thinking about putting it in the new house. It does look pretty fucking cool. You have all these YouTube videos of people who have just installed it in their house and making all their shit turn red and blue. Are you you thinking about putting this in your basement?
What does that involve? Is it just the light bulbs or?
Yes, there's light bulbs. There's special light bulbs and there's a hub. And that's basically it. And the hub ties in with your Wi-Fi, and then the light bulbs tie in with the hub, and then you can control everything from your phone. And you don't even need to launch an app. It'll even work with the widgets on your phone. So you just swipe down on the iPhone, and then all the controls are right there. You don't even need to unlock that shit.
Maybe. What's one of these light bulbs cost?
Well, you need to get the starter. I think it's $40 or something.
No, that's it.
Yeah, I mean they're coming out. So they're also coming out with this thing.
I only have two light bulbs in my living room. Is it worth?
I've got 12 in this room that I'm in right now.
Yeah, like is it like for $50 I would buy two light bulbs.
And Wombat have the two opposites.
Yeah, I have two light bulbs
in this room. I have 400. I have the sun in my room.
Who needs that many light bulbs? What are you doing there?
Oh wait, no, I counted wrong. 70. I looked at half of the room, so I have.
Hold on, let me get an abacus.
What are you filming pornography down there?
It's a big room. It's my gaming room. Ten light bulbs. So that's going to set me back $400 in light bulbs.
Plus, well, the light bulbs last for 15 years.
How long do they last?
15 years.
I don't believe that.
You would probably only need the light bulbs in the areas that you would be playing the game.
No. You want your whole house.
Yeah, it's not like you have to do the whole
No, you do have to do the whole house. Don't be stupid. Yeah. Once you, the guy, all the videos I watched.
No, I'm saying in the room that I have that I play the games in, there's 10 lights in here.
Right. So you don't, they the don't need to all screen. Be on there. You could buy like a few, like an LED strip or two and like some mm-hmm. of those like little bloom light, spotlight things. You don't need to do them all. Wombat needs to do them all because he only has two.
Should I do every light bulb in my house?
But you need, like, there's a starter kit for $200 that comes with a hub and I think three bulbs. Anyway.
I would do that.
Yeah. See? Sold to Wombat. $200.
This seems okay. This seems all right. I need more games to be on board, though.
Yeah, the game thing, I don't know that the game thing is the reason to jump in on this.
Is there something that interacts with movies on this?
There's something that interacts with music.
Well, that's called the Pac-Man Ghost Light.
No. There's an app, and then if you play the song through the app, it'll flash the lights in time with the music.
Wait, no, that's a light strip. There's so many different things here.
I told you. It's so cool. Just watch the videos on YouTube.
I don't know which one I would want. I mean, I don't need a light strip.
Well, you want the starter pack with the bulbs.
Yeah.
$200, three bulbs, and the
starter pack?
There's only with the bulbs. I don't know. There's different bulbs. Do that shit on your own time.
The
I'm just telling
A19
you. That you need it.
Starter pack?
I don't know. Some of our listeners will definitely have this shit going in their house, and they could tell us what to do.
The Boom starter pack, Iris starter kit.
You can set it up so that it, like, when you come home, certain things.
Staples
happen.
Has these bulbs for $60 each.
Those are different bulbs, maybe. But there's new ones coming out.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
There's a new one coming out for $40, and it comes with a remote also. The wireless dimmer hub.
I don't need a remote. But a Harmony controls this, right?
Yes. Also. Right. It doesn't say the price. I don't know. It looks cool. You need it. So, I don't know. I think I got to talk to the architect about getting this in my shit.
I like frequently bought together the Hue Personal Wireless Lighting System and an Amazon Echo. And
why do you need an architect to buy you light bulbs?
No, I don't. But I need to make sure that I can have the outlets in the right spot.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
That means time to go.
It means it's light bulbs. They go in where light bulbs
No, go. The light strips you have to plug in to the power supply.
Okay.
The LED light strips. Those are important. Don't discount the light strips. I have a plan for the light strips. It's very important.
I'll just play games at your house. I'll save the $200.
Sounds good. All right, I think that's enough for today. Let's end on light bulbs. You can't beat light bulbs.
That's
once you
a
talk
bright
about
idea.
Light bulbs. Oh god. I regret it. Right. Let's follow everybody on Twitter named New Wombat and Shipwreck and GPD and add video game deals because they're there. And also what else?
Uninformed Opinions is still a podcast I do.
What'd you talk about this week?
We didn't do a show this week. I'm trying to remember what we talked about last week. Vacations, I think.
No, that was like 3 months ago.
No, we did another one about that.
Next week, do it on Philips Hue.
Next week, I'll do it on Philips Hue.
Yeah, you watch some YouTube videos. It looks
I'm not
cool.
saying they don't look cool. I'm just, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Does your family leave the lights on a lot, and does it make you crazy?
Yes, they do.
Because
yes, it does. 'Cause
you could just swipe down on your phone and then there's a button that says all off and it'll turn off all the lights in the house.
I'm just thinking like I could put two in the living room and I could put one in the kitchen And this way the kitchen will glow with the games.
Is that what you want?
Actually, you know what? I could do it in the hallway because my kids always want the hallway light on when they sleep. It's their nightlight. Mm-hmm. It drives me bananas.
You could dim it.
Yeah, well, it already has a dimmer, but I could play around with the... If I have it on when I'm playing games and it makes sense with the games, then I won't care as much.
Right. You could have the lights flash when you come home.
There you go.
That's what you need. Or flash red so your kids know you're coming
home.
And
that's enough Hugh talk.
Get ready for the beatings. Yeah, so what else? I think that's it.
I do too.
So thanks for listening. We will see you next week.
Bread's done. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, robots in disguise. Attack beyond a black commander. Call in the Decepticon leader. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers from Hasbro.